Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I know you're covering the Grammys, and we have Daryl Weber at the Grammys, too. Margaret, how are you tonight?
Phil, it is a wonderful night at the Grammy Awards. We were at Clive Davis's party, the 25th annual party for Clive Davis's, the pre-Grammy party, and it's really been a thrilling night. We've seen a great many wonderful performers. Alicia Keys, we've seen Carlos Santana, of course, Rob Thomas from, I don't know if he's still with Matchbox, is it?
Matchbox 20.
Is he still with that group? I don't know.
I don't know. He's probably out on his own.
But it's been a wonderful night, Phil. And I also want to mention to you, thank you very, very much for including me last night in the episode of Teachers that you were filming there on the Sony lot.
Well, I'm very happy to do that. And it was great that the producers could use you.
I'm thrilled. And it's good to be back on stage after so many years. As you know, I did do a little bit of acting. And I just think it's, you never lose it, you know, you never do.
Right. Well, I want to thank you very much for all of that. I just wanted to have you on.
You didn't mention what I had left in your trailer.
I know that you had left me a gift, right?
Well, it's more than that, Phil. It was a very, very important piece of writing that I did. Why, haven't you seen it?
No, I did not. I didn't have a chance to go into the trailer.
You told me you were going right over there. I'm sorry, I don't want to embarrass you.
You're right. I was going to go right over to my dressing room after the show wrapped, and I was not able to.
You told me that you were going right. I saw you opening the door and going in. Now, I don't want to embarrass you, but I left a very important piece of my writing there that I had laminated in gold, and I wanted you to... What happened?
I can't say because it wouldn't be right of me to say.
What are you talking about?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Did you ask me for the key to my dressing room?
Yes, I did.
And you wanted to leave a gift there?
Yes. What?
Did you also use the restroom?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I couldn't go in.
Oh, you are a real child, aren't you? A real child.
Ms. Gray, I couldn't go in there. It was not good.
Oh, what a baby. Light a match. Are you telling me that you didn't go in and retrieve that document because I'd used your bathroom?
Yes, you had, and it was very offensive to go in there.
Have you ever heard of a book of matches? How dare you? I am on your air right now. I swear to God.
Look at you. You're pushing me for the information, right? Now, you wanted to be on the show.
I wanted to tell you I'm at the Grammy party and to thank you for having me on your program. And I gave you a little token of my esteem.
Yes, and you also used the toilet in my dressing room.
Yeah, so what? Live with it.
Live with it?
Oh, suck it up. Boy, I'll tell you, you really are lightweight. I guess yours doesn't smell, huh?
Yes, it does, man, but you're right. I light a match. Why couldn't you?
Well, what difference is that? You got Matt, you smoke. Why don't you light a cigarette?
Man, that wouldn't even begin to kill it.
You know, I happen to like Indian curried beef. And if that's a problem, if that's something that you can't live with, then you know what? You're a child, and forget it. Forget it. I want that present back.
Yeah, well, as soon as the trailer clears out, I'll go in and get it.
Oh, God, you're funny.
Screw you, asshole.
Hey, man. She says, can I have the key to your trailer? I said, yeah, here you go. And then I walk in there, and it's like a cloud hits me. Light a match. Anyway, Margaret was on our show she was on Teachers last night as we continue to produce episode after episode, as we continue to roll it out, brilliant piece after brilliant piece, a major milestone in television history, will appear on April the 6th at 9:30 p.m. Oh, sure. You think you've seen television, but you ain't seen nothing, baby, till you see what hits the air at 9:30 Thursday night, April the 6th on NBC. Teachers. What's it about? I'll tell you what it's about. Teachers. People struggling to teach the brats. Yeah, it's going to be a fun show, and Margaret did make an appearance last night, as did, I believe, Daryl Weber and Dr. Jim Sadler. Anyway, that's the news from the from television land. We did have a nice showing last night. Some guys, some radio executives showed up. David G. Hall was there, too. Margaret Gray, we just found out. I can't be giving anybody the key to the thing anymore, bud, okay?
Yes, he asked for it.
I know, but I can't have it anymore. And nice crowd on hand. As always, there's a lot of people there who listen to the radio show. Speaking of that, the guys over at SweetFeatheryJesus.com, which is the Phil Hendry fan website, and it's an unofficial site, but it's a site that we have linked on our own website because we enjoy it. They have sent us over a piece of animation, and we're going to get that up on our website as quickly as we can, guys. It is a campaign video for Herb Sewell and Walter Belhaven in 2008. They want them to run together on a ticket, for president and vice president. One of them, a convicted serial murderer, and the other one, a just-released and chemically castrated child molester. They want both of these guys running in 2008. So thank you very much to Bull Haircut, one of the guys over there at SweetFeatheryJesus.com, and we'll try and get that baby up just as quickly as we possibly can. I don't know if the content is offensive or not, but frankly, I don't care. And that is the news on that. It's really been a wonderful week, worked a couple of 14-hour days, really happy to be back at the radio. Tonight, we are going to be talking to Daryl Weber. We'll get a little bit more information for you from the Grammys. We haven't had Daryl on in a long time. He's a record producer, big-time record producer, and he's going to give us all the sights, the sounds, all the exciting, movement of stars and people there at not only the Grammys, but at that pre-Grammy or post-Grammy. I don't know whether it's before or after, but it's a party that a gentleman by the name of Clive Davis has, so there's a lot of stars there. And he'll be talking with us. He did get into the middle of a problem, though. Apparently, Gwen Stefani is pregnant. And Mr. Weber feels that, A, it's not responsible for a pregnant woman to be out in such a delicate state, but mostly, B, pregnancy is not all that attractive. Yeah, according to Mr. Weber, people tell pregnant women they're beautiful, but actually, it's pretty tough to look at. So Daryl's got a problem with that. We'll be hearing from him on Gwen Stefani. Apparently, he thinks Kelly Clarkson's pregnant, too. And he also feels that, I think Sheryl Crow looked not pregnant, but rode hard and put up wet. We'll be hearing from Daryl Weber, and certainly we have our flashback by request. We're going to be getting into our email this evening. And we'll be talking as well to David G. Hall and others this evening as we move through this winter. We've got a really, really hot winter, weather-wise here in Los Angeles, and apparently there's a fire somewhere out there in Southern California tonight. It's like 86 degrees today, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. Our Best Of CDs available at 1-877-616-PHIL, 1-877-616-PHIL, if you want to pick up the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 2005 CD, Are You For Real?
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Herb Sewell is joining us. Herb, you heard that the Bull Haircut over at Sweet Feathery Jesus he's done a video for you and Walter Belhaven, running for president and vice president. Any comment?
Well, I'm flattered. What's the gentleman's name? Bull Haircut. What is that?
That's just a moniker they use over there.
Well, I would say the bowl haircut, we're very flattered. In all seriousness, I don't think Walter is in any condition to be president of the United States, considering the fact he's incarcerated. most of the time he's locked in the West, in a westerly wing where there's most of the violent offenders are. So it's not really anything that's possible. But we're very, very flattered about that.
Well, if you get some background, you're a convicted child molester. You did 8 years. You also were convicted of assault.
Yes, that's correct.
You were incarcerated, chemically castrated. Is that correct?
No, that's not correct. That's a misnomer. I did go through insulin shock, electroshock. as if that's not enough. But no, I wasn't chemically castrated. I have, however, been, I feel, rehabilitated. But Walter Belhaven, of course, is a different story. Walter is a murderer, and he's never going to get out. He's a monster, and that's all there is to that.
All right, so Walter Belhaven is in and never coming out. But anyway, I wanted to mention that to you. We have a flashback that we're going to play for you. But
there is one gentleman I wanted you to... Rutger Lee sends his regards. He's a listener of yours. And Rutger is a also a gentleman who's recently released a halfway house that I am currently a reluctant resident of.
Well, was he at a Tascadero?
Yes, he was, yes. And he had a long string of catching himself some pretty young ones, you know. So they finally locked him up, and he's just got out. But Rutger sends his regards, and I told him, I said, you know, Rutger, you might have molested a lot of children, but you didn't do what I see a lot of people doing, and that's showing their children things like Batman and Robin, which to me is a total molestation. But I think that...
All right, that's fine. Get out of here, will you, you freak? I don't want to know about Rutger Lee. That other guy, who's the guy that ate his family or fed them to the fish? What was that guy's name? That guy's a real sick animal. Forget it. I'm going to have to remember that cat's name. Walter Belhaven's bad enough, but there's some other guy that's up there at Atascadero. In fact, we have Atascadero, the psychiatric hospital, linked on our website, if you'd like to visit. Well, who's the guy? He ate his family. He went out, cut him up, and fed him, and turned him into fish bait, and he caught 2 good-sized sea bass. Remember that? They were a record for those waters. I forget. All right, let's go to our flashback. Here on the Phil Henry Show, and this is one from Oscar. He says, hey, Phil, you did a bit a couple of years ago about a kid having sex with his mother, and they were on the show explaining how there is nothing wrong with it. I'd love to hear that bit again. Thanks, Oscar. Yeah, I'll bet you would, man. Well, here it is. Bobby Dooley and her son Seth and the whole sick, twisted thing that is their family. It's our flashback on the Phil Henry Show.
I'm infuriated by this woman. She needs true help.
I need help.
Yeah, and you need to let me finish because you've been saying what you have to say, so please let me finish.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You stated that you, if it was about him leaving home for sex, that you would provide that. I am a mother of a son, okay?
As a last resort.
Let me finish. That is disgustingly perverse. And I wouldn't doubt it if you've not done it before. This is your whole problem. You need to seek psychological help. And your son, your husband is not very supportive if he's going to support you in these acts.
Well, I don't see how you're qualified.
Were you a slut when you and your husband got together?
I most certainly was not.
Okay, then what gives you the right to call every other female that's under your age a slut?
Because
or anybody that's pursuing your son a slut?
You know as well as I do that these mothers are teaching their daughters to go... Did you have venereal disease when you got pregnant?
No, ma'am, I did not.
All right, well...
Did you?
I find it hard to believe, but...
Why
did
you?
Did I?
Yes.
I had gone to Mexico with my senior class.
Because you were infested with gonorrhea or some other venereal disease, and you were probably a slut in your younger years.
I beg your
you
pardon.
You call every other woman a slut.
I beg your pardon. I was.
Now, let me finish, because you have infuriated me along with hundreds of other people
that have
listened to you.
You have no right to call me that.
You are truly a sick person.
I went to Mexico with a senior class varsity football team. I was not supposed to go. My mother told me not to do it.
Uh-huh.
All right, so in other words, what? What are you telling us? That you had good parenting and you ignored it?
Yes.
The same as your son needs to ignore you and move as far away from you as possible.
I'm giving him good parenting, and he's ignoring it, too. He wants to move in with it.
Well, you know what? How do you know this girl has, this female, this other thing that you call your slut and an it? How do you know that she has venereal diseases? How do you know that she won't be the best thing that ever walked into your son's life?
Ivy, a mother knows her son better than any woman
ever.
You know what?
I have a son, and yes, I do know that. But you know what?
And
I cannot replace the love of his life. I cannot replace 5 or 6 swings he might have before he finds that.
You know, someday,
I will never try. I will never try a psychotic, overbearing mother like you are.
I bet you hired some poor young man to impregnate you just so you wouldn't be lonely.
Now listen, how pathetic you're being.
Oh, come on, ladies.
No, I'm listening
you're
to this.
You're being extremely pathetic.
I'm being pathetic.
Now listen, you were driving your son away. You know how embarrassing that would be if you heard you say that you would have sex with him? Drive your son away?
Have you talked to your son about this?
We've had open conversations about it, yes.
You're going to drive him so far away from you that he will never see you again.
No, I said to him simply, if it's just about the sex, darling, I'll provide it for you. And you know what he called me? He called me a filthy thing. And
yeah, that is a filthy thing.
How dare any boy say that to his mother? You know, I find that...
Well, look at that. You shocked the hell out of that boy. No wonder he said that. No wonder he wants to move out.
How traumatizing that is.
No boys respect their mothers anymore.
Let me say something.
I almost died giving birth to him.
You're worried about some slut, quote unquote, taking taking your son away from you.
Oh, Ivy, you talk
about...
Push
your son.
Go away. You know what? I bet you've had more swabs than drinks of water.
Trust me.
Well, I just think you're wrong, and
I think you're wrong, and hundreds of other people think that you're extremely wrong. And
oh, really? Have you talked to all of them? Well, you know something? I bet you've had more swabs than drinks of water. Thank you.
Oh my God!
How can you judge me like that? You
because
you're
talking
your,
like,
you're
oh, you think you know everything? Well, you've got
you
a little tiny boy.
Laundry.
You know, you don't. You know something?
You don't know. You
all right, ladies,
I'm not talking about my personal life, and you have no reason to degrade me like that. You on the other hand,
absolutely, I agree with her.
I can stick human beings.
You know what? Here's what I've got to say to you.
What a sad case she is. Bobby Dooley, and in the background, that was Steve on a roller coaster. Now, how did the entire conversation move from her home to Six Flags? How did that happen? She's talking about her having open sexual relations with her son, and meanwhile, they've gone over to Six Flags, and her husband is yelling at her as he goes by? That has got to be looked into. All right, I only got a couple of minutes. Well, Herb, what?
Well, I wanted to clear it up. You were looking for a name. The name is Randall Toomey.
Is that the guy that killed his family?
Yes, he slaughtered them out on a boat on a cabin cruiser off of Tahiti.
Okay, that's... Oh, God.
And Walter David Maynard, so we can clear up something, Phil. You mentioned Walter David Maynard. And Walter David Maynard has since died. He died in Atascadero from a heart attack. It was cardiac pulmonary arrest as a result of electroshock. But he was one of the very first to publish a dating book, literally from inside prison. You get the irony of that.
And he did what?
He published a dating book, Tips on Dating. And it was soon discovered, obviously, it was pulled off the shelves, but they actually published this.
This guy's a sex offender at Atascadero, and he published a dating book.
Yes, he did. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And they finally figured it out, huh?
Well, the book was published, and I can read, because I actually got a copy of it, sitting here. Dating tips, make sure you bring a lot of Dramamine, and if she refuses to have sex with you, put the claw end of a hammer into her skull. And, you know, it boggles the mind.
That had to be a joke book.
No, it was a very serious dating book. It got by the editors.
Oh, bull crap.
Phil, I swear to God, I wouldn't.
Yeah, hey, make sure you got a lot of Dramamine. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Daryl Weber, independent record producer, is going to be our special guest this evening. He'll be talking about the Grammys and some of the things that he's seeing. One of them, a very disturbing sight, Gwen Stefani pregnant. So we'll be talking with him a little bit about that later on in the program. And want to mention something that the people at my friend's place are putting together along with the folks at Cirque du Soleil. And this is the charity that we support, and I hope that you'll just lend me a moment here, guys, because this is about homeless kids who need their lives turned around and who need a little bit of help. And that's what the guys at my friend's place do. Anyway, Cirque du Soleil is going to be returning to Southern California with a new Quidam show. The show's called Quidam, Q-U-I-D-A-M. And they have donated a limited amount of tickets to the Los Angeles Area Youth Network and my friend's place. And additionally, the Hotel Queen Mary and the Reef Restaurant in Long Beach have joined with the L.A. Youth Network and my friend's place to offer special packages to go see the show and have dinner and all kinds of jazz like that. So if you're interested in that, you can give the folks at my friend's place either a call or visit them online at www.myfriendsplace.org. And you can go see this new Cirque du Soleil show, and you can take the wife or... You know, your mistress, or no, not your mistress, but, you know, your concubine. Well, who, you know, the woman you're seeing. You can take someone and also enjoy dinner either at the Reef Restaurant or, well, I guess it's just the Reef Restaurant. Well, see, you're stuck with the Reef Restaurant. I'm kidding. It's really good. And all of the money goes to my friend's place and the folks at the LA Youth Network. So if you're going to be visiting the city or you guys who live here in the city, that's kind of a cool thing to do for everybody over at my friend's place. So visit them online or give them a call. And it's, again, to go see the new Cirque du Soleil show, Quidam, Q-U-I-D-A-M. I guess I'm pronouncing that right, bud. How would you pronounce that?
I don't know. You know, when I lived in Algiers.
Give me that, when you lived in Algiers. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Hello, everybody. This is Elliot Vanier, and welcome to the Elliot Vanier Show. Tonight, we've got some of the greatest sounds in America to play for you. Give us a call for a request. By the way, I've only got 6 months to live. I just heard from my doctor. He's an oncologist. Here are the five stair steps. Yes, the five stair steps here on the Elliot Vanier Show. What a great, great evening. We got a lot of our request lines are wide open right now, and Susie's taking your calls right now, aren't you, Susie? Yeah, she's over there smiling. It's going to be a great, great night for some great hits here on the Elliot Vanier Show. By the way, I just want you to know my leg is infected. It'll be amputated probably in a week, and gangrene is set in. Oh, you don't want to hear my problems, do you? By the way, I've got sharp pains on the left side of my chest running straight down my left arm. Hey, it's about 63 degrees outside right now. Boy, I've got a burning in my ass. Golf ball size hemorrhoids. Here's the guess who. Oh, yeah, American Woman's going to mess your mind. Hey, this is the Elliot Vanier Show here. And, of course, we got right now about 75 degrees downtown. Speaking of messing your mind, oh, my God, I just messed myself. That's right. I've got a very, very serious problem with dysentery ever since the war. Elliot Vanier Show. Here's Rod Stewart. Here's Rod Stewart. He looks the way, well, he looks the way I crap. Here on the Elliot Vanier Show. Wake up, Maggie, huh? Oh, wake up, Maggie. Better change these sheets. Hi, there is Rod Stewart. Hey, Rod Stewart's the Grammys tonight. There is Maggie May. It's a great old classic from 1971. Elliot Vanier Show. Say, friends, if you want to come out to our big Oldies but Goodies show, just send us a postcard. Elliot Vanier's Oldies but Goodies show. Care of the station. Hey, we're going to get you right out there for it. It's going to be fantastic. Here's Melanie on the Elliot Vanier Show. By the way, I just got the call. I have lung cancer. I'd like to lay her down. How would you like to lay her down? That's Melanie there with lay down, lay down. Just get down here and lay down. Yes, lay down. Get down, boy, down. Okay, that's the Elliot Vanier big hit, big pick to hit, even though it's about a 40-year-old song. And that's a great one for Melanie here on the Elliot Vanier Show. Hey, we're taking your requests right now here at 1-800-ELLIOT-VANIER. That's 1-800-ELLIOT-VANIER. Give us a call here on the Elliot Vanier Show. By the way, my wife slept with my father. It doesn't get much lower than that. Elliot Vanier here, depressed and very sad. It's about 63 degrees. They told me I have to talk up the song here. Talk it right up to the vamp. I have an ear infection. There it is, One Toke Over the Line. Isn't that a great song? A very nice, nice little song there from some group that, you know, encouraged marijuana use. And, of course, I am certainly, I've got an open mind about all of that. Hey, Elliot Vanier here. My mind is open, and my arms have two running sores on them from heroin. Oh, yeah, there he is, the king. That's Elvis Presley speaking of heroin. It's a great song there called Hunka Hunka Burning Love. I got your Hunka Hunka Burning Love. Somebody pull the chain. Oh, yeah. You better believe it burns. All right, there he is, Elvis Presley. That's a great song, isn't it, folks? A great, great classic there from Elvis Presley here in the Elliot Vanier Show. Hey, listen, if you want to come out and see our Oldies But Goodies show, send us a postcard. If you want to know what the weather is right now, it's sunny, it's hot, it's beautiful. If you want to advertise on our radio station, we'd be very, very welcome to have you call our general manager and just say you'd like to place an ad on our radio station because we don't have any salespeople here. Hey, let's get back to another hit, huh? Oh, do I love this. Here's a real classic. Here's a classic. This is from the group called Looking Glass. It's Brandy here on the Elliot Vanier All Hit Parade show. By the way, all six of my sons are flaming homosexuals, and it makes me suicidal. Isn't that a great, great song there from Looking Glass? They call her Brandy. Hey, Brandy, you're a fine girl. You're something else. I really dig you. Hey, that's a nice song. Here on the Elliot Vanier Show, it's about 22 minutes after the hour here with Elliot Vanier. And we're playing the songs you want to hear. Don't forget our big love song dedication song is is going to be coming up pretty soon here on the Elliot Vanier Show. Elliot Vanier here playing all the big hits for you here. Isn't this a classic? Here's from America. That's right. Three guys that thought they were Neil Young. Here it is. By the way, I have very, very strange-looking genitals. In fact, I've got a third nut. Not as depressed as me, I can tell you that, folks. Here it is. That's America. And that's called Daisy Chain or Daisy May or some crap. There they are, America. They're a really, really great song. Remember that song, A Horse With No Name? That's a great song. Huh? Great song. A horse with no name. I've been to the desert on a horse with no name for to give you no pain. It's a great song. Oh, here she is now, huh? Gladys Pip. Gladys Pip and the Three Knights or something. And this is called A Midnight Train to Georgia. You know, last time I was in Georgia? Clap. Well, L.A. is okay, but it's Atlanta I can't handle. I can tell you that right now, huh, folks? Okay. Elliot Vanier program here. There's Gladys Knight and the three pips or four pips. I think there were five pips originally, and then Gladys had two of them killed. Now they're down to three. Ah, yeah, I love Gladys Knight and the Pips, and that one called A Midnight Train to Georgia. Here, Elliot Vanier Show, trying to keep everything happy, trying to keep everything light, even though my life is just crashing down around my ears. Oh, isn't this a nice song? Here's a song from Elton John, or some band that sounds like, oh, it's Styx. That's right, I forgot all about that. I got to read the cue cards here. Elliot Vanier program, Styx. And you know what? This song reminds me of something that's happened to me right now. Diarrhea.
Well, that just about finishes the show here. The Ellie Vanier Show is going off the air. Off the air permanently because I am clinically depressed. Pardon me, while this song plays, I have to go about my business. Good evening.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Good evening to you.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show, ladies and gentlemen. I think after probably 2 or 3 years of bad news, I think we can all draw the same conclusion. Cruises blow. Yes, going on a cruise means vomiting from the bad food. People always throwing up. That's all I ever hear about. Going on a cruise means the ship catches on fire. Or you get murdered and you're thrown overboard. Or what else happens? The toilets are backed up. There's always something messed up on a cruise. You're going to have to cool it, man. I ain't going on any more cruises. Every time I hear about a cruise, it's got something to do with either murder or dysentery. Both of them I can live without. Yeah, man. Don't you agree? Boy, boy, crazy boy, yoy. Stay cool, boy. Easy does it. Someone hand me a roll of teep-peep, boy. This cruise's buffet really makes me want to blow it out. So keep it cool, boy. And open up a porthole. Anyway, yes, this is news sung, and sung pretty good, to old musicals written by queers. As I was saying, every time I hear about cruises, I'm checking out, and by the way, to my very, very good friend, and you know who you are, I'm so sorry if you don't like the Elliot Vanier Show because you think it's really weird and creepy. We're going to do it every night now, so bug off, baby. She ain't even listening to me right now. She's at some flamenco show. Talk about weird. Jesus. Telling me Elliot Vanier's weird and you're going out and seeing some guy in tight pants, like trying to drive his spine into the floor with those quick heel toe things. What is that, man? It's like the guy's trying to give himself, he's trying to slip a disc. Anyway, all of the new, and who's this guy that got thrown overboard now and they're finding blood smears in his room? I ain't going on any more cruises. I don't care if it's the Disney cruise. I don't care if it's Carnival, Norwegian. Do we have any cruise sponsors? That's why I don't do cruises. Every guy that I know in radio goes on a cruise. Think about it. How many cats do you listen to that has their cruise? Huh? You got it. That's right. Say, friends, make sure you join us for our annual cruise. You know, you sign up and you go on a cruise with a radio guy. Now, what does he get out of the deal? He gets a free vacation. If he can get enough people to go with him, he gets a free vacation. What does he care whether you're retching your guts up from Legionnaire's disease? What does he care if they went to blow the ballast and it came right back up through your toilet? Or, more importantly, what does he care if you get your throat cut and you're pitched astern one night? All it has to do is have it happen to one radio cruise, man, and the whole thing. You cats that are doing them radio cruises, you better be real careful because the guy that's, like, suppose you get Skippy and Frank to do it and Skippy gets his throat cut and he's thrown overboard and they find blood smears in his room. You're going to be doing any more of them radio cruises. Now, I'm all done with that. And you know, people will tell you,
oh, have you done the Alaska cruise?
No, man, I don't get it. What do you mean the Alaska cruise? Explain that to me.
Well, you cruise up to Alaska.
Yeah, I know, but when I think of ships, man, I'm thinking like the sun and the tropics and like a rum drink. What am I doing on a boat up there? The only boat I want to be in up there is like a ferry, man. It's taking me from one salmon camp to another. You know, I want to be in like, you know, gear, man. I want to be ready to get off the boat and go into the wild.
Oh, it's wonderful. You see the caribou.
Okay, that's great. What else?
And
by the way, like, if I'm not mistaken, I go up one side and I got to go down. So I'm looking at the same thing going up and down, right?
Well, not if you're on, you know, if you're on one side.
Oh, I get it. So going up, I'll see it. And coming down, it's just nothing but ocean. And my wife went, she said, "What? See about the Alaska cruise?" I go, "Yeah, okay." Well, it was all sold out. Then she says, "Well, what cruises go out of L.A.? You guys live in Miami, San Francisco. Where else do cruises go out of, man? San Diego?" There ain't nothing that goes out of L.A. You ready for that? Every time, if you want to, anytime you hear somebody say L.A.'s got the big town, big time, big city port, forget it. The only cruise you can take out of here is the frat boy special to Ensenada. And you wake up with your head in a puddle of puke and your shoelaces tied together by some frat guys who are like, and they rolled you for your money because they ran out of dough a long time ago. Yeah, that's the only one you can take out of L.A. is that's it. And I think to Alaska. Right? No, you got to fly to Seattle. That's right. Lady said to me, you fly to Seattle, okay? Then you rent a car. Okay, this is really a lot of fun, Mr. Hendrick. Yeah, okay, so far it sounds really great. So I'm flying to Seattle with four kids. Then I rent a car. I got to keep everybody together. Yes, and then what do? Then you drive to Vancouver. Drive to Vancouver. Why don't I fly to Vancouver? Well, you can, but you need to avoid the international customs, blah, 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 something like that. And then what do? Well, then you get on the boat. And you know, like half of the freaking time going up there is spent in the car and the boat and everything else, or, you know, trying to get there. See, people don't know what it is to travel with four kids. Now that they're older, it's okay. But when they're younger, let me explain something. Food, food, foo-hoo-hoo-hood. Boy, boy, feed that kid. No, seriously, when the kids start getting that low blood sugar, brother, either you feed them or throw them out of the car, one or the other. I don't care which it is, but you got to do one or the other. Either feed them or roll down windows and kid, you just see the bodies of kids getting pitched. Am I right or am I wrong, man? Wayne's got two kids. You got one. And he ain't old enough to get screaming on you. But wait till you guys are on a road trip at about 2 p.m. What's wrong? And your wife will always say, he's hungry. He's having blood. Well, let's get him something to eat. Well, I don't want him to have the crap. What do you mean, McDonald's? Yeah. Well, why don't you bring some of that wheatgrass you feed him? I don't know what. No, you don't need that, man. So just remember, I don't care how the caribou look. I don't care how the moose are this time of the year. I don't care if I can see the grizzly bear and the raccoon, too. I ain't getting on your boat, man. I ain't getting on your boat. I'm not going to wind up like half the deer I see, my head mounted on a wall.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Got a little time for some email. By the way, Britney Spears was photographed with her son on her lap instead of in a car seat, and it became some kind of a big deal. So what? So she had the kid in her lap. How many people have their kids in their lap every day, and they don't have guys running around from, you know, Butt Magazine or Scum Sucker Magazine taking pictures of them? So why doesn't she get to have her kid in her lap when everybody else gets away with it? I'll tell you why she doesn't, because she's famous, because she's Britney Spears, and just because she's got a couple of chins that she's working on right now. But that picture that I saw in the Star of Britney Spears with the double chin, look, guys, if you want me to buy that, maybe not make it so obvious that it was Photoshopped. Wow. Jesus. All right, here's an email. I had to shoot this email to you, man. You nailed Estrich, and I laughed to tears listening to that piece. Wow, got to make her a regular. Funny stuff. Oh, Susan Estrich was on the show calling me a liar, so I had to call her a liar, and it was just like 3 minutes of us calling each other liars. That was great. Hi, Phil. Thank you for being such an awesome and unique talent. I recently purchased 5 CDs, and I think I loosened a filling laughing so hard. I get the automatic iPod download, but my question is this. If I go into the archives and I want to download a specific bit to my iPod, how do I do it? I know this is a technical question, but I didn't see an email or phone number for tech support. You're right, man. There isn't one. I don't know if you can. Can you download a bit directly to the iPod? I think you got to just record it and then put it in your iPod that way. I don't know. They make it very, very difficult because of the music thing. And this is from Larry. He says, hey, I'm laughing and I'm agreeing. If I did not know the format of the show, I'd be calling in to say, thank you, Bob Green. I actually agree with the character's viewpoint in this instance. This is a bit that would actually be fun to hear an agreeable caller on. What was the bit? It was a Bob Green bit. Thanks for the real-life entertainment and your incredible talent the good Lord has blessed you with. Have a great day, a great evening, a great life. Cheers to you and Maria. But I hope your kids all die. Larry in Las Vegas. Thank you, Larry. I'm kidding. You didn't say that. What are you talking about, the Bob Green bit? Thank you very much, Michelle, for pulling that email. All right, we'll be back coming up tonight. Daryl Weber from the Grammys and the Clive Davis Party. We'll get all the glitter and the glamour coming up.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.